Amen. Thank you, Brittany. As you guys know, leading up to this Sunday, every Sunday since the new year, we've talked about how we're going into a heart intensive coming up, because I'm really after your hearts, because God is after your hearts. And we've been thinking about our mission statement and implications of our mission statement for our lives each Sunday as the application to the message. And so I'd really like to put feet on that this morning. As we've just read the passion narrative, I'd like to put feet on living out the gospel. So if you look in your bulletin and you find this green sheet, would you take that out and wave it at me? Very nice. Yes, that's the one. Okay, if you're holding that and you look at the front side with a table on it, and it says March 1st, this is what we've been talking about. It's starting, like I say, every Sunday since the new year, we've been talking about it starting here. And so some of you have talked about wanting to know what I'll be preaching on ahead of time so you can copy that or so you can study ahead. So I decided I'm just going to tell you. So this is my preaching calendar from now until Easter. Easter, of course, is on 4/12 this year. Then if you are writing and you want to space it out exactly even or very close to nice even blocks between March 1st and Easter, then you'd want to copy those scriptures. So if you want to copy the part about the resurrection beforehand, you'd probably want to start now before 3:1 so that you get to that after. If you want to copy it after, then you'd wait till next week to start. But that's pretty self-explanatory. I think you can figure that out. Then we said part of the growth process we'd like is we'd like us to go deeper in relationships with each other, as we saw Jesus recline at table with his disciples. And then as, I don't know, did you catch it? After the resurrection, when do they realize who Jesus is? Yeah, when they break bread and they're like, oh, I know who that is. And it's, there's something deeply spiritual about eating together and reflecting on who Jesus is together. And so we've invited you to do unhurried meals. So there's the 6 unhurried meals, kind of the schedule for that. So let's talk about what we're doing for unhurried meals. Because some of you have asked me, what are we supposed to do at these unhurried meals? And so I thought, okay, well, let's break it down into pieces here. First, enjoy eating together. Then talk about what you're learning from copying the scripture or the sermon. So if you had an unhurried meal together this week, and some of you may have that for lunch today, and you talk about what did you see or what did you hear that you hadn't heard before as you heard this passion narrative read from beginning to end. What stood out to you? And you just kind of talk about that. Or which song spoke to you the loudest? Which song did God meet you while we were singing? And so you'd talk about that. And then you'd pray for each other. I mean, I think it's that simple. Eat, talk, pray. Just that. Eat, talk, pray. So that's the plan for unhurried meals. And then copying scripture. Like I say, that's the writing schedule or the copying scripture. You write this out by hand. We're inviting you to prayerfully, carefully, thoughtfully write out scripture by hand. This will help you reflect on each word of the scriptures. It will help you get to know Jesus through his word. I was talking to one of you the other day, and you said, at my age, I'm just going to do a quote, but I'm not going to tell you who it was. He said, at my age, I'm at the age where I just read it, you know, whatever. But writing it out forced me to, like, memorize it just for a second, long enough to write it out. And it really helped me. It really, really helped kind of stick with me. And I've heard others of you say this is a good way you've taught your kids to memorize stuff is you read it, write it, say it. And you might do that. You might read it, write it, say it. But the point is to really slow down and meet God in his word. All right, if you flip this with me, here's our mission statement on the back. We exalt the Lord Jesus Christ by receiving him as our personal Lord and Savior, encouraging all through the Word of God to know him and grow to be like him. And so we thought it would be good as we start this, and this is what I've been, you know, this is the application to each message is, how can you rest in Jesus' lordship? If Jesus is Lord of everything, if he's holding it all together, if all of this is going according to his plan, then how could you rest in his lordship knowing that he is Lord and you're not? So what have you been worrying about that you don't need to worry about anymore because Jesus is Lord? Second, since Jesus has saved me from sin, what do I need to stop doing and what do I need to start doing? So every week we've said, since Jesus has saved you from sins, go free. Well, what should you go free into? What do you need to go free from? I'd like you to actually like write something down about these. You can write it on this piece of paper or you can write it in a journal or something. But write it down. I also think it'd be great to be thinking missionally as a church. Who else needs to know about this? And so during this season, be praying for someone that needs to know that Jesus is Lord and Savior. And fourth, how will I remember? So it's one thing for me to say it on Sunday and you to forget by this afternoon. It's another thing for us to really be thinking about it and praying about it and meditating on it throughout the week. So a memory tool that the church has used a long time is what we call Lent, where you give something up for 40 days to help you remember that Jesus died for your sins, to help you remember Jesus' suffering. And so between Ash Wednesday, which is February 26th, and Easter, there are 46 days, but typically you don't fast on Sunday because you celebrate the Lord's resurrection on Sunday. So you fast 40 days from Wednesday to Saturday, the Saturday before Easter. And if you decided to do this, it would be to help you remember Jesus as Lord. So if you said, I'm going to give up refined sugar for 40 days, it would be to help you stop worrying about whatever it is. Because whenever you see refined sugar and you're about to eat that, you'd say, nope, I remember Jesus as Lord. Thank you for being Lord. Thank you that I don't have to be Lord. Thank you that you've got this and I don't have to. It would be a memory tool to help you remember Jesus' suffering and his lordship. Or if you gave up soda, or if you gave up chips or something, and when you saw that, you said, oh, I want to have that. And then you remember, nope. I am leaving this sin behind, whatever the sin is that you'd be leaving behind, that you're going free from, and I'm going towards this Christ-like virtue. And so it would be a tool to help you remember. We're not into just doing stuff like this to do it. We're after your heart. That this would be a time when God gets a hold of our hearts and that we grow in our knowledge of Christ and we grow in the character of Christ. So we thought to kick this off, to help you give some time to reflect on these questions, we thought we'd open up the church lobby. So upstairs in the lobby where the lights are and, you know, where you first come in, upstairs, I'll offer communion. I'll serve communion on Wednesday morning starting at 5 a.m. on the half hours. Now, if any of you need to be here before 5 a.m., you let me know. And I'll meet you here. But I didn't think too many of you start work much before 5 a.m. But if you do, I'll do it too. And so we'll have the church building open at about 4:45. And We'll serve communion. It'll be a time of remembering Jesus' sacrifice, Jesus' suffering, and help you think about, what do I need to rest in Jesus' lordship? What sin do I need to go free from? What virtue do I need to put on? And what I would want is for you to not come in and be like, I got 2 minutes for you to serve me communion. Let's do it, and I got to get out. I think it would be better to sit, give yourself 5 or 10 minutes to sit and prayerfully reflect, and then we'll do the communion. It'll take a couple minutes. Won't take real long. It'll take a couple minutes, and then have a time to sit and reflect, and then be off on your day. So that's February 26th, if you'd like to do that. This is the gospel. That the Creator Himself saw us in our desperate need, joined us in our mess, lived in perfect obedience to the Father, voluntarily walked south from Capernaum to Jerusalem, had a showdown with religious elite that he knew would get him killed, was convicted of his people's sins, was crucified by evil men, was buried, and on the third day rose bodily from the dead, and is coming again. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask you to get a hold of our hearts. Lord, that we would exalt you by resting in your lordship. That we would exalt you by going free from the sin that you've already freed us from. That we would get to know you, especially in this season, as we think carefully about your suffering, as we reflect on how you voluntarily suffered for us, and as we exalt in the glory of your resurrection, help us know you and grow to be like you. Lord, I pray that you pull us each closer to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Have a good week.